As you drive into the city of Van from the west, the mailbox is hard to miss. It says Storms. Crystal Storms was watching Star Trek with her family when she heard the warning sirens go off. Her home, like Minnie and Van, doesn't have a storm shelter. Instead, she gathered everyone up in the hallway between the bathroom and the bedroom.
Me, my husband, my 7-year-old daughter, my 13-year-old daughter, my 15-year-old son, and my 16-year-old daughter.
All crammed in that little space.
All crammed in that little space.
With the power off, they huddled there for more than an hour.
You felt waves of, like, concussion waves from the air going pretty hard. Blew the front door wide open.
Her small, ranch-style house made it through the storm okay, but some 50 to 100 homes and trailers were damaged or destroyed.
Last one coming!
At First Baptist Church, volunteers moved bottles of water into a gym that's become an impromptu shelter. Martha Vasquez sits outside with her puppy, Tuna. It's drizzling, but she's too shaken up to be bothered.
Les dije a las niñas que nos teníamos que ir a un lugar al...
Vasquez says after the alarm went off, she took her kids to the bathroom, and suddenly the lights went out.
Pensábamos que iba a volar.
I thought the trailer was going to fly away, she says. They prayed in the bathroom. Not long after, firefighters came and the family was evacuated because of a gas leak nearby. Inside First Baptist Church, there are about 50 cots, some with pillows and blankets, and a few people trying to get some rest. Brian Shergood is eating green beans and mashed potatoes. He says he hasn't slept since the tornado.
I went to try to get to my parents' house and couldn't get there. Finally parked here at the church and then took off my flip-flops, put on my boots, and ran. It took me about 25 minutes to get to my parents' house because I was just trying to avoid power lines, debris.
He says his folks, Richard and Debbie, were both injured. They all hopped on an ATV, and eventually his parents were put in an ambulance, taken to the hospital, stitched, and cleaned up. More than 45 others were also injured and taken to hospitals. Shergood says everyone in the community is trying to help with recovery and cleanup.
Instead of pulling everybody apart, it's actually bringing people more closer together and showing us that we need to be more like a family and take care of each other.
Taped up on the wall of the hallway in the church, next to volunteers from the Red Cross, there are about a dozen pictures. A pink sheet of paper says, lost and found photos. If yours, take. Black and white portraits, a baby photo, and a yellowed high school football shot make an eerie collage. Just some images pulled from the rubble. Memories waiting to be rediscovered. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.